Whether you're a WhatsApp user or not, this next story is pretty scary. In a serious attack on the popular messaging service owned by Facebook, hackers were able to monitor people they were targeting via the microphone and camera on their phones after using WhatsApp's audio call feature to install malicious software on their devices. So what does it mean for regular users like me? Lily Ryan knows everything. She's an ethical hacker. I love that. An ethical hacker.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, we go by penetration tester day to day, but that doesn't really describe what we do. Ethical hacker does it a bit better for those who've not heard of what penetration testers are. But generally speaking, we tend to explore systems for the people who build the systems and let them know what's wrong with it before the bad guys do.
So WhatsApp says only a select number of users were targeted. Could that mean me, you?
Generally speaking, I don't think so. Looking at the profile of the way that the attack has played out, it tends to look like mostly activists, lawyers, human rights campaigners are the people that have been targeted, although theoretically anybody could have been targeted with the exploit that was used.
How would a user know if they've been targeted?
It's interesting. Before the because WhatsApp has now pushed an update to this software, so I would really urge everybody to update their software if they haven't already. Update your phone software, update WhatsApp everywhere you've got it installed. Before this update, it was pretty hard to tell whether you've been attacked because it would delete records of itself. The way that it worked would be the attackers would make a call. You didn't even have to pick that call up. And then it would install that software based on a vulnerability they were using in the thing that establishes the connection. But now, because they've fixed it, you will see multiple missed calls from strange numbers, and that's usually how you'll know that you've been a victim.
So what do we know about the alleged perpetrators of the attack?
That's an interesting one. The Financial Times has identified the there's a security group based out of Israel who are developing these kinds of exploits and selling them to people. They're not a government-based thing. It's a private enterprise.
NSO group.
Thank you. Yeah. And so they are the ones who are generally, well, at least the Financial Times has identified them as the ones who have developed this particular exploit and are using it to target people.
Just finally, Facebook has toyed with the idea of storing all data from WhatsApp, Instagram and Facebook Messenger on one set of servers. Does this attack mean Facebook should rethink that idea?
I think that they should rethink that idea regardless of this attack. Yeah. I also think that this attack would probably have not affected that information if that were the case, because it was targeted to WhatsApp specifically, which, you know, for various technical reasons meant that other information wouldn't have been looked at. But I do think that storing everything on the same servers is probably putting all your eggs in one basket.
Lily, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Lily Ryan is a penetration tester, otherwise known as an ethical hacker, and he's also a board member of Digital Rights Watch. This is RN Drive.